This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Every once in a while on this program, we talk again with Slate's Emily Yaffe, known as the human guinea pig, because in her column, Emily takes on unusual tasks many of us wonder about but actually wouldn't want to try ourselves. In the past, she has been a telephone psychic, a street musician, and she was actually crowned Mrs. Washington, D.C., and not only because she was the only contestant. Today, Emily is back to tell us about her latest human guinea pig experiment, trying to beat a lie detector. Welcome, Emily.
Hello, Alex.
Do you really mean that?
Alex, I'm a lying liar who lies except to you.
All right, well, let's give you a chance to lie or tell the truth right here. Did you beat the lie detector?
I certainly did, Alex.
All right, well, we'll see whether that's true or not. Tell us how you set this up and how the experiment worked.
I was at the Virginia School of Polygraph, and the owner, Daryl DeBow, set up a little scenario to test my truthfulness. He sent me off into a room and gave me the choice of demanding money from the man sitting there or not, and then he was going to hook me up and see what I had to say about it.
And this was it? You were going to go ask this guy for some money and or not ask him for money and then go back and try to explain what you'd done?
Yes, my choice was to be a thief, as Daryl set it up, and then to be a lying thief, or I could not take the money and be honest.
All right, we've got some recordings of this, because we wisely sent along a tape recorder with you. Let's listen to some of this.
Come on, you know I'm going to take the money.
Yes.
Hi. Nice to see you.
You too. Would you like the money?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
It's $20, and if I don't beat this lie detector, Slate better pick up the $40 fee.
Emily, that's a little opaque for me. Explain what's going on, will you?
Well, Daryl, to try to get my blood pressure and all the other things he was measuring really pumping, said that if I didn't beat the lie detector, he would make me pay him double what I had stolen if I had stolen the money. So when I stole the $20, $40 was at stake.
Oh. Okay, so you go back to see Daryl with his equipment, and you start taking the lie detector test. Play us some of what happened.
Did you steal that money?
No.
Today, did you take that money from the man upstairs?
No.
Okay.
Emily, you're lying to him right there. You're lying to the guy.
It felt so good.
And you're hooked up to the machine, and
right.
Does he immediately jump up and say, Emily Yaffe, you are a liar?
Well, no, because I very cleverly had done research, and I had some techniques to beat the machine. You squeeze your sphincter.
Excuse me?
I think you heard me, Alex. When you do this, it sends all the needles into a frenzy. And you squeeze your sphincter when you're telling the truth. So when you lie, you have a much smaller reaction, and no one can detect your actual lie.
All right. Well, listen, you've gone to lengths I had not even imagined in order to beat this
machine.
Depths,
I think.
Depths,
yes.
Perhaps a better yes. Okay, what did Daryl say? You get to the end of the test. Have you managed to completely fool this guy? Because we all heard you lie to him.
Well, I have a clip of his conclusion, but let me just explain that early on, even before he hooked me up to the lie detector, we had a rather lengthy pre-interview. And he asked all sorts of personal, uncomfortable personal questions that I had some difficulty answering, about tortured relationships, about youthful shoplifting. And that was the key to my undoing.
You try to be a good liar.
Uh-huh.
But you suck at it. Look, talking to you about your personal issues, mm-hmm. you hem and haw and you're pushing around.
Uh-huh.
And then when I asked you about that, it was like, uh-huh. okay, Stonewall, okay,
uh-huh.
no.
Uh-huh.
So when you're talking about things that were really uncomfortable, you were giving yourself away by looking uncomfortable. And then when he asked you, did you lie about this, you suddenly get all wooden and say, no, no.
Well, the research had said, when you're lying, look directly in someone's eyes and answer clearly. Of course, when I was telling the truth, I wasn't doing that, so he could tell that there was something really different about me when I lied.
You know, this has got to be great news for your husband, right? You're a terrible liar.
Well, I was kind of disappointed because it kills the idea of a career in politics.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. You can find her article on her polygraph experiment at slate.com. Emily, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Alex.